32, RCL Mobile.
Hey, Russell.
Going on, Mr. Patrick. How you doing today, KQRCL?
I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to get through the day. Sitting here reading a few Facebook posts of inside the tool business. Got a good laugh out of it.
If you're going to do that kind of work, you better buy them kind of tools.
Facebook page just for the tool guys, and some of the stuff that these guys put on there that they have to deal with throughout the day is just hilarious.
Dealing with the public, and you got to remember to be a mechanic, which you know this firsthand just as well as I do. You got to be a little twisted in the head.
Sure. You definitely got to be twisted in the head to want to work on vehicles.
Especially some of these newer ones.
New ones are just insane to work on, some of them.
What's wrong with both of you two, K and 4 VWA?
K and 4 VWA's what's wrong with both of us.
I was going to say, there comes the public we're talking about.
Easy, easy does it now, boys. Easy does it. My goodness. Oh, how you feeling, Russell?
I'm less than 6 feet above ground and upright, laughing and having a good time, and got a clean bill of health from a doctor today, so I ain't complaining too much.
Well, did you test negative?
Tested negative for a while now, but I'm still dealing with the leftover symptoms with the cough and stuff, but went back into the doctor today for follow-up on everything, and they said everything's looking good. I just got to get rid of the cough, and I should be good to go. My energy levels are coming back, and everything seems to be working, so I ain't complaining.
Hey, Patrick, it's just too bad they couldn't do anything about his good looks.
Job of keeping it covered up himself.
Oh, mercy. Hey, I missed the check-in on Monday night, but I got all the emails. And I think I'm ready to go for tomorrow night. How about you?
Simplex net.
That's affirmative.
I think I'm as good as I'm going to get, but I don't know if anybody's going to hear me or if I'm going to hear them.
Still, you know, once we get things wrangled around, you know, being able to rotate or bring it around the end of the mountain there into you is going to be a pretty good thing. I'm hoping we're going to be able to do that. Had you heard about that there, Russell, the Simplex net?
Didn't know anything about it. You still got that 588?
Anytone 578?
The mobile unit.
Do, and I haven't done a thing with it yet because I hadn't figured it all out yet. Of course, then again, I haven't been able to spend the time like I've wanted to on it, so anyhow, after we get into our next little rainy period, that's exactly what I'm going to fly in on and try to see if I can't figure out how to understand it better. And I'm going to probably go over and try to do some of that BridgeCom stuff on this weekend in that BridgeCom University. Depends on how much they're going to charge me for it.
I just have to remember my login information and send it to you. If you might think you want to get rid of that thing, you let me know. We might do some trading on some equipment I got, if that's something you'd be interested in.
I'm out of here. I'm at my next stop. I just wanted to say hello. 73 to you, Steve, and Russell, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Afternoon, buddy. Get out there and make some money. I went quiet there for just a second. I was ordering two hot dogs, no onions, with slaw. Russell, I tell you what, buddy, if I can't get this thing figured out real good, we might talk, but I really would like to get it figured out. So, you say you've got one, same way?
Threes, Patrick, gave yourself a good one, man, make a lot of money today. I've got the 878 handheld, so I've got it set up on DMR, but I don't have the mobile rig. only vehicle we got that's got a mobile in it is the car that we got. The trucks and the Jeep, stuff like that. If I want a radio in there, I just grab that handheld and take off and go with it and use it.
You're using your internet interface, mistakenly called a hotspot, to get it up to the internet that way, right?
Well, it's set up at home. It's set up on my desk. So I mainly do my DMR while I'm at the house. If I get out rolling and stuff, I'm on the analog section with that handheld, and it's done me good thus far.
So you're talking about 2 meter and 440 on that?
Mainly 2 meters. I don't do hardly anything on the 440 band.
I don't either, but when I crossband, I use a crossband frequency to come into the radio when I go back out on the 2 meter on the other side on the other VFO. So that's what I use the 440 for mostly. So, so do you think you might be able to help me program this 578?
Help you program the 878 handheld. I have never done anything with the mobile rig. I'm guessing it's going to be the same, but I'm not going to say it is because I don't know for certain.
Well, I've got my numbers from the DMR registry thing, and as far as I can tell, the only thing I need is a 878 programming cable and a 578 programming cable.
If I read it correctly, if you've got the Kenwood programming cable with the 3.5 millimeter jack, and then I think it's, I can't remember the size, 2.6 or something, it's got the two jacks on it that plugs in where the speaker mic would go. That's what programs the 878. The other one, I don't know. I hadn't seen it firsthand. My 778 UV, like I've got in the car and at the house, it's just got an RJ45 connector on the end of it with a USB interface. KE2, RCL, monitoring.
Did I drop out on you?
You dropped out, or if I went in the hole over here toward Blue Ridge High School or not. I know I got an area over here that gets kind of staticky, so I may have lost you altogether.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I was just saying that if I don't use this DMR as much as I think I'm going to, we might just work us out a deal on that thing.
Hey, have you got a programming cable for your Bayophone?
Awesome.
Programming cable for the Baofeng radio, a little UV5R.
Oh, yeah, I got programming cables for those.
100% sure, but I'm pretty sure they use a MyCore chipset in the USB. You may have to download the driver from Anytone, but you can go to anytone.net and you can get the software for that radio, and that cable may work to program that radio as well because it's a Kenwood style cable.
I've got an Anytone cable. I mean, not an Anytone cable, but I've got a couple of Baofeng programming cables. So, all right, well, good enough. Maybe I've got what I need. I'll do a little bit of research. I didn't even think about that one.
Get it to read it. You can just shoot me an email, and I can email you my code plug, and all you have to do is change the name and the DMR ID in it, and you'll be able to load it into the radio, and you'll have the local repeaters as far as everything goes on 2 meter, and you'll have the DMR capabilities already loaded in.
Hey, well, this thing came with a small thumb drive.
All the code plugs already on it. BridgeCom used to do a, when they'd sell radios, they'd do a super code plug that done, I don't know, pretty much everything. I think Patrick got it with his, and I think he sent me a section of it where I could actually do some copying out of it. But if you want to do that BridgeCom University, just send me an email and I'll see if I can't just send you my stuff because I don't use it.
Well, I tell you what, at some point we're going to have to get together. Now, oh, hey, I wonder if that thing uses a special antenna or does it just go out on a regular 2-meter 440 antenna?
Both of them should work on a 2-meter 440 antenna because on DMR you're transmitting on a 70-centimeter band. You're just doing it in digital mode instead of analog.
Okay, okay. All right, well, good enough then. Well, let me see what I can do about gathering a bunch of junk up together here. And, shoot, maybe one evening I'll feed you dinner and you and your wife and feed you some deer stew or some deer chili. And we'll come over here to eat and then you can sort of kind of maybe teach me a little bit of something. Get me a good starter.
To stay out of trouble, but that's impossible. At least according to your wife, it is.
Been real good lately. At least I think I have, because I ain't got no new dents on the top of my head.
Thing then. Well, I tell you what, I am about to destinate over here at my next location, so I'm probably going to hop out of here. But yeah, like I said, just shoot me an email or something, and then we can get that info over to you. But this will be K2RCL, and I'll be clear on your final. It was a pleasure talking to you, 73s.
You have a good afternoon, bud. Go out there and be a productive citizen. And, Patrick, if you're still out there, be safe out there, buddy. Be healthy. Watch them. K and 4, BWA. I'm clear.